We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Getting you back to more EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
I guess to just start with the trade and kind of the rationale there of bringing back Jackie and all that went into that kind of a stunning move there late.
Yeah, this was one that, a few days ago I would not have thought would have been on our radar. But as things developed over the course of the last few days, something that we felt made sense. Obviously, everybody here knows Jackie very well. True center fielders are hard to find, and we feel we now have two of the best at that position. And so what he brings to our roster is a very hard thing to find. Obviously, moving Hunter leaves a hole, but we felt having two premium defensive center fielders is a huge boost to our roster, and we're also excited about the minor league players that we got. So we felt this was something that made sense for us right now and also has a chance to pay dividends down the road.
I don't pay. Second hour of WEEI Late Night. It's KJ. Thank you so much for hanging out. 617-779-7937 or the text line 37937. I'm about to go in. That's Heim Bloom talking about his excitement of bringing JBJ back. And look, JBJ is beloved, but his batting average is below it. Were you one of those people who stayed up when Twitter started bouncing around the other night saying, look, the Red Sox are about to do a deal for some names that you've heard before? People were like, yes, it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa all on one day. And Kwanzaa's not even really a holiday. It's just kind of an observatory week. But still, people were screaming, announce Matt Olson to the Red Sox. I said, for who? Heim don't pay. I'm going to take it back to the old school for those who remember. You don't? Look it up. It's called Google. So Topps trading cards to get kids to stop putting their dad's Mickey Mantle card in their bike spokes came out with these things called sticker books. Justin Herr, thank you so much for being here. Producer behind the glass. Works hard before we get here. I mean, he's pre-Donna Summer. He works hard before the money. So hard before the money. Thank you for being here, bro. Topps came out with a sticker book to get younger kids into baseball card collecting, and it was kind of neat. It was somewhere to always store these new kind of baseball cards. Stop putting dad's Mickey Mantle rookie card into your bike spokes and doing wheelies up ramps. This is when kids used to play outside. You might remember. But even during the time when they introduced the stickers and during the history of the course of baseball cards, there's always been that person who wanted to pull off the bad trade. Like the kid who wanted to give me a Butch Hobson card and a Tony Armas sticker for my Reggie Jackson Burger King issued card. Are you smoking? Before they even call it, are you smoking? That's what Heim Bloom's doing. He's making sure that you don't see the real value you have in your Reggie Jackson Burger King card just because Butch Hobson hit a bunch of home runs yesterday. Tony Armas came over from the A's. That's what's happening with this JBJ deal. Now, back to Matt Olson, people are like, well, you know, he's got a low salary, and, you know, you could work. No, well, wait, he's going to get paid with the Red Sox? When both players and their agents know that the Red Sox are not opening purse strings? Remember, JD, Bogey, Xander, Sale all got their money under the old regime. This one? Butch Hobson, and Tony Armas for your Reggie Jackson. What this is all about, and this is what major league teams, there's kind of a mini revolt happening. Now with the lockout, and this has been going on, and I remember when I lived, I won't say what city it's in, but let's just say it's a city that sits in two states, and people can't figure out which one is which. The ownership always, like clockwork, end of the year, they were plus $1 million on their books. They paid nothing for their talent. They put no money into trades. Their farm system was great. They always had you talking about the farm system. But their whole thing was once that revenue sharing check hits, we're good. If you want a hint, at one time, this team in its outfield had Carlos Beltran, Johnny Damon, and Jermaine Dye. That was your outfield. And they were kids. And all they wanted to do was make $1 million over. Why? So they'd always be in the black. But teams like Yankees, there are people who are screaming in New York now. It's going to get louder here in Boston. As long as Magic Johnson is smiling, saying, I love to play baseball here in the Dodger land, they're going to spend money. The Cubs, they're kind of doing it too. It's a mini revolt. We're tired of paying this luxury tax for teams that aren't holding up their share. And that's why you're going to get deals like, hey, we love JBJ. I mean, everybody knows him around here. I mean, Tony Armas and Butch Hobson were good guys. They didn't win you championships. Get ready for your ballparks to have the hard seltzers, selfie loge boxes, and guys without names in their backs. Oh, that's already going on. See, it's all about getting people in seats, and who cares who runs onto the field? It says Red Sox on the front, right? To quote longtime Dodger Steve Garvey, old ball players cared about the name on the front. The new player cares about the name on the back. The Red Sox don't have the name on the back at home. I mean, that's almost pointing to say, hey, which way is the water here in Boston? It's that away. This is what's happening. It doesn't matter who runs out there with what number on their back, as long as it's like they can't run out there with like a 9, or they can't run out there with like a, they can't run out there with 34. You know, they let the consumer know if you look in the right field panel, nobody with these numbers will be running out. So what does like the blue 42 mean? Like, because aren't we like the Red Sox? And why would there be like a blue 42? Is that like?
That's football. Yeah.
That's what you're getting to. This is where you're getting to. But more on Heim on the JBJ trade saying, look, because first thing I thought was like, hey, didn't Kike do an exceptional job in center? Why would you go get a guy that doesn't hit in center? And here's some of his thinking.
There was a point where you guys talked a lot about Kike playing second base. Does having Jackie now maybe open the door to Kike playing more second base? Or
it could. Alex and I talked briefly about that today as this was unfolding. And I think that's an option, but it doesn't have to be the only option. I think that's one of the beautiful things that Kike brings to our mix and brought last year. As you know, when we brought him in, we didn't envision him becoming our full-time center fielder. The fact that he was able to do that, it both helped our defense and it also allowed Christian Arroyo to emerge. Kike is such a skilled athlete and talented defender. He's going to be one of the better defenders on the field, probably wherever you put him. And so, you know, we talk about trying to give Alex and the staff as many options as possible to win ball games, as many ways to survive the ups and downs of the season. And Kike is so key to how the whole roster functions.
Yeah, Kike can hit. But the guy you're putting in center, I mean, you already have a competition going into spring training. It's going to be fierce. Who bats ninth, Bobby or JBJ? I can just see Fox 25 right now. Just so who's the running candidate to hit ninth? It's bad. I know Bobby Dalbec probably said, yes, I'm going to hit eighth this year, finally, when they signed JBJ.
Welcome, JBJ.
Yeah. I mean, a great person, that's great. But baseball is in critical mode where underneath the seams, it feels like the big market teams are thumbing their nose at the league. Yeah, that guy wants all that money? Let him go to Pittsburgh and eat up all their salary. I pay that in tax. Can I tell you a secret? And maybe to some people who are observant, don't see this as a secret. Hunter Renfrow was gone the day that he appeared on OMF talking about the COVID testing protocols. Yeah, so here's how it works in management, right? Oh, really? You're discussing something that will get even me and my bosses in trouble and you're just a player? You're gone. So you could scream like, how do you get rid of a guy that hit 31 home runs? He could have hit 50 of them. He'd still be gone. That is a no-no. You don't go do the promo blowing out everybody out like they're Sonny Bono. You don't do that. JBJ for 31 home runs? Let me say that again. 31 home runs. That's at least 31 hits. It's at least 31 hits. But we're getting a guy that hits, what, 186? Gosh, talk about the race to Worcester. Who's the fastest to I-90? Bobby or JBJ? But what Hunter Renfrow did by making those comments about the COVID testing protocol with the team, Major League Baseball, was the equivalent of Hunter pretty much making out with the general manager's wife at the holiday party. And the general manager's daughter is watching, who's been having the secret relationship with the guy who's making out with the GM's wife. That's how bad that really was. He wasn't going to be kept. And don't get me started on this. Well, look what they got in the minor leagues. You ever hear a person, you ever look at a job application, and if you're offended by what I say, that maybe do something about it. But they say, what's the highest level of education you finished? High school, they don't, back in the day, it used to be middle school. High school, some college, didn't go into like further thing, like advanced college, whatever. Person checks that box that says some college. It still only makes them a high school graduate. That's all. Just because it says some college, that's what a minor league baseball player is some college. They haven't finished yet. And as long as you can continue to dangle the carrot in front of a fan's face and say, but look what we have coming up the pipeline. Yeah, the last guys that came through the pipeline came through the last regime. This one doesn't pay. Get ready for damage control. JB is well-loved here in Boston, but also deadly with that bat. And I mean deadly as in dead-like. There's two definitions. You know, you heard Heim talking about, like, look, JBJ can provide some excellent defense in center field. That's because people are going to be tattooing the pitching staff that hasn't been addressed, praying that every ball goes out to the triangle. Dear God, I please hope they hit it 420, 417, straight ahead. Straight ahead, please. Yeah, that's what you're pretty much saying. You got JBJ there because you know a lot of balls are going to be smashed. But guess what? That kind of game fits into the narrative of the new player. Could you imagine asking a bunch of people under 30 to come watch the Clemens 20-game strikeout game? 20, it's been years. The excitement of that game, if you were there. I know some people who are listening, I wasn't alive. That's what Google's for. YouTube even shows you the video. But to tell them, you're going to go see a 1-0 game? Oh, I didn't pay all this money to see nothing. Like is the bat supposed to hit a ball or something? See, the modern baseball game says 8-7 or 6-5. is the game that the young person wants to see. I mean, think about how bummed they'll be sharing three seltzers and it's 10 of them. Okay, that's a bad joke. They share three seltzers, man, just to come to the ballpark, hang out, take some selfies, chill, eat a tofu dog. It's all good.
Not for $10, it isn't.
See, that's my point. You know, like if you want to come see the Red Sox, look, I remember I took my wife to dinner in the Seaport. I don't know if it was this year or last year. They all run together thanks to COVID, maybe the year before. You don't complain when the bill comes because you know what you're paying. You know what you're paying for. You don't flinch. Now, it's great when you go down south and you see your family. You're like, I can feed 18 people at a classy restaurant for like $375 all day. Been taught well, those Seaport dinners. Major League Baseball lost $3 billion in 2020. And the goal is to make it all back up quick. Hence why you get excited as Chaim Bloom to bring back JBJ. So the solution I present to you, the ballpark village. Yes, build space around the ballpark where you own restaurants and shops and many entertainment venues, all the things that don't count towards the league's revenue sharing. Again, it doesn't matter who's wearing the number as long as it says Red Sox on the front. The Red Sox have carried a lot of this financial burden that Major League Baseball now is really why they're locked out. Some teams are sick and tired of carrying the water for the league. At least San Diego stepped out. You know, at least they stepped up. But there are so many franchises that are just kind of like, I'll just wait for my my MLB government check to come through, clear my books. All the collateral damage from all of this happens on the field. Long as the fan keeps talking about the guy who's at Worcester. Duran Speed. What about Jeter Downs? Kids, one day I'll sit down and tell you a great story about Brian Taylor. He was supposed to be the second coming of Vita Blue with a Randy Johnson fastball. Never made it out of the minors. One bar fight ended it all. Some college. That's not, I mean, if I was a minor league ball player, I wouldn't necessarily be offended because at the end of the day, if they can get you up for cheap and they just know that, hey, the village and the shops and the restaurants and the tofu burgers, the tofu dogs and the cauliflower fries, you know, you do anything with cauliflower now. You could do pizza crust. You can make them into fries, the kale chips that are coming. Can't have that cholesterol going up high. Seltzer beers, it's all the future. What does it matter if you have a star on the field? See, this is what I was talking about the halfway mark of the season. When I was saying, hey, go get somebody to help this team maintain their momentum, which they lost, but again, they regained it. I wasn't just thinking about just for right now. It was going to tell me, would you be willing, Red Sox, to spend money for a top-notch quality team that can be watched across the country. I give it to the Angels. The Angels will pay out everything for nobody to see them. I mean, you want to talk about if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a noise? If someone picked up a phone and said, who are your two or three best baseball players and both of them are on the same team and that team can't even sniff the playoffs? Send them somewhere where they'll be appreciated. You don't think you wouldn't appreciate a Mike Trout even at where he is now at this point in Boston? Some of these players that may want to move on, but again, because these salaries are through the roof and starting to pull viewer numbers that are making hockey look good. It's why you lock out. It's just why you're locked out right now. Major League Baseball. All right, 617-779-7937. It's KJ Late Night here on WEEI. Still to come, we'll talk Celtics in action on their road trip. Just started out West Coast against Utah. We'll get you updated on that. Plus, Enes Kanter. Is it wrong for me to still call him Enes Kanter? Isn't there like a grace period before I have
there to? There has to be, right?
There has to be. I mean, it's easy to just change everything in print to just Enes Freedom. But Enes Freedom citizenship test, I looked at the test, and I could give you some of the – these are answers that I know he got right. And I'll show you how he got right. That's coming in 10 minutes. But now with Justin, it's time to trend on WEEI.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. KJ, you were just talking about those Celtics. Well, they're in Utah right now taking on the Jazz to start their West Coast trip. They're in a tight one right now, 130 to 125 here with 57 seconds to go. Jason Tatum leading the way for the Celtics with 32 points. Dennis Schroeder has himself 26. Celtics are without Jaylen Brown tonight, who's experiencing more tightness in his hamstring. This is the ninth game this season JB has missed due to the hamstring injury. The Patriots, they head to Buffalo Monday night to take on the Buffalo Bills. The forecast for that one calls for temperatures in the 20s with winds gusting near 40 miles an hour. Also have the possibility of snow for that one. The Patriots could be without Kyle Duggar on Monday as he is currently on the COVID list. It is unknown if he is vaccinated. The Bruins are back on the ice tomorrow as they take on the defending champs Tampa Bay Lightning at the Garden. Brad Marchand will be out tomorrow as he serves the last game of his three-game suspension for slew footing. The Bruins could be without head coach Bruce Cassidy as well, as he remains on the COVID protocol list. Puck drop for that one set for 7 o'clock p.m. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's amazing, man. Obviously, I mean, my first job to play basketball. I'm not a politician. You know, some of the things I do might be a little outside of basketball, but like, I'm not a politician. At the end, my first job was to play basketball and then help my team win. It's amazing to just go out there and just be part of the best organization in the league, you know? So I enjoy every minute of it. Even when I was not playing, you know, I sit down with some of the coaches and say, listen, you've been in the league for 11 years now. And if you don't play, just try to help the young guys. So like, I'm always trying to, you know, talk to Rob, talk to Bruno, you know, talk to other young guys that we have. So I'm trying to just do my job.
Turn that up, Justin. Late night, WEEI, part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. It's KJ. That's Enes Kanter saying, look, I'm not a politician. I'm sorry. That's Enes Freedom saying, I'm not a politician. I'm here to just play basketball. All 3 minutes and 19 seconds against your old team that has a dominating center. 0 for 1 from the field. Celtics lose. Just went final. But put up a great effort, though. That's for sure. Considering that on this road trip, it's not going to be easy. 137-130. Jason Tatum, 12 for 25 with 37 points. Dennis Schroeder, 26 points, 10 for 21 shooting. Al Horford, 8 for 15, 21 points. Tatum, 2 for 11 from 3. I'm just going to say this when it comes to, and I've been saying this all along, Jason Tatum has to recognize that his strength is going, like the reason why you're not getting the foul calls is because the refs do see you go 2 for 11 from 3. So if you're going 2-for-11 from three and then you're trying to go through the hole and expecting to call, you're like, dude, you were hanging out there all game long. All game long. Like, you're just now coming into the neighborhood. No one's just going to come over and cut your grass for free. You need to have a relationship. So this West Coast swing for this team is going to say a lot leading up to what is, you know, New Year's Day for the NBA, which is Christmas Day. Utah tonight, that's a loss. Then Portland tomorrow. Lakers, Clippers, then Bucks and Warriors at home. That covers the next games through next Friday. So you're talking about every team that the Lakers, I mean, that the Celtics will face would be in the playoffs today in the Western Conference or in the play-in game as a situation with the Blazers. And the only thing that's really kind of keeping the Celtics afloat in the Eastern Conference are the records at the top of the Eastern Conference. Like, if the Nets and the Bulls were in the Western Conference, they would be a third-place team with 15 wins. And going into the night, the Celtics, I'm shocked to even say this, we're only 3.5 games off of the conference lead, as bad as it's been. So you never want to celebrate that everybody above you isn't that great, because they'll only get better. Is you have to get better now and not depend on anyone ahead of you getting worse. Man, they are so lucky they don't have the Suns on this trip. The Suns are hotter than the damn sun. 18 straight. Chris Paul is going to, he's going to be in leather-bound books, as Ron Burgundy said, of what it looks like for a guy to still perform at a high level on the end of a max contract and get that renewed. You know, you look at John Wall. Yeah, you sit a dude on the bench who's about to get paid $90 million over the next 2 years and really can't offer you much, but just eat up. No, Chris Paul. Justin, go ahead.
That could be in jeopardy right now. It's like they're down 56-51 right now. Still the third quarter, but yeah, it's the Warriors. It's a great game.
It's see, that's the thing. That's the thing. The Celtics, they're almost good. But in an Eastern Conference that's pretty weak right now, they could look pretty good. And again, with Jaylen Brown's hamstring, which has literally had him in and out of games virtually every other game, except for Toronto and the 76ers, you know, you're really not seeing a whole lot of back-to-back games. And even Toronto to the 76ers game, that was a Sunday to Wednesday. He didn't play in San Antonio. Well, nobody played in San Antonio. Nobody. Yeah, I think the Celtics are sitting in a situation where, look, if you could take care of Portland, do it again with the Lakers, hang with the Clippers, you come back 3-1, 2-2 off of this West Coast swing, and you say, you know what? There's some serious things we could do here, and you would hope by the time that Bucks game comes, next Wednesday, I believe, that this team, because the Bucks have fixed what was going on with them. If you remember, those who followed late night when I've been here, or virtually on Fridays, it's like Venus flytrap on Friday nights, right? Where we've played this game called NBA Crypto, where we've been following each NBA team like they were a cryptocurrency, and I was never buying the Bucks as low as they were waddling, right? And they've corrected that. And so that Bucks game, Warriors game at home next week, those two games at home next week, a lot is going to be told. Now, granted, putting up 127 against Utah in Utah, that's impressive. It's still a loss, but you have to carry over that scoring momentum into Portland, hit the Lakers again in the mouth. Maybe you could surprise the Clippers, maybe. Now the team's in a good spot, and the fans will feel good, because that's the other part of it right now. It's between going to the Bruins and going to the Celtics games right now, you're just kind of like, oh, am I going to be lucky tonight, or am I going to still be in my feelings when I came in, like, what is going on with this team? And that's literally what's happening with the Celtics. Okay. For those of you been following the Entis former Cantor story, now Ennis Freedom, Justin, you can attest, I was the very first person probably in America that stepped to Ennis Cantor about what he was doing.
Yeah, you did. You called him out.
Called him out. All these other pundits are, I mean, people are now just writing articles. I'm like, really? Like, You never heard of the Roman Empire? Come on, EEI is a classic.
You exposed him for the shoes.
Exposed him for the shoes. And what do you, he changed the shoes, right? Called him out on being on the cell phone coming out of the out of the tunnel with the players. Talked about him kind of, you know, going all terrorist on the organization, and terrorist is the right word because terrorism is a violent act for a political mean. So he threatened the organization. If you don't play me, I will go public with what I know. Like, damn, bro, are you on this team or are you a secret agent? Like in public, like what is this, Falcon and the Snowman? Google that. Good movie. Then Ennis, I said, hey, look, bro, people are going to really co-opt your message, but they're not going to co-opt you. You're not one of them. They love your message. They don't love you. So I'm going to go even ahead of time and go back in time, but only a couple of few days, maybe a few days ago, as Justin hit it, it's Ennis Kanter's.
I am very happy to be here.
Michael Jordan has not done anything for the black community because he cares too much about his shoe sales.
What freedom? You can't walk down the street. Is that freedom?
LeBron James.
That bro is living in your head rent-free. God shed his grace on thee. Welcome to America and his freedom. And for those of you who know, anyone who's seeking citizenship must take a test about the history of the United States and how it operates. So me, I got hold of a test. And Justin, you'll be impressed. It was the one that also had the Arabic translation. So I saw what Ennis saw. And so here are some of the questions from the test. And here are potential answers. Well, here are answers that are correct. So I'm not going to play Ennis like, hey, you gave a dummy answer. But I'm going to get into the mind of Ennis Freedom of how he was able to come to the answers. Now, these are just how they're numbered on the sample test. This does not necessarily mean these are how they appear numerically on the citizenship test taken by Ennis Freedom, who is now a U.S. citizen. Question number 100. Name two national U.S. holidays, Thanksgiving and Martin Luther King Day. Is that correct? Yes, it's easy for you to remember, Ennis, because one is turkey and the other thing is the only thing you're talking about are Americans who are black. That's the only thing you're talking about. Ennis, know that it took a famous blind man making a birthday song and the Super Bowl getting moved from Arizona to convince a majority to get the MLK Jr. holiday. Ennis, Google MLK Cicero March. You'll learn that it wasn't just the Southern narrative you've been taught. Okay, question number 92. Name a state that borders Canada. Idaho. That's correct. And it says you've truly revealed yourself to be. All right, question number 91. Name one U.S. territory. The U.S. Virgin Islands. Is that correct? Yes, bro, you need a girl. If you were smart, you would have asked your ex-WWE Dana Brooke for a no-holds-barred three-way. Would have loosened you up a little bit. Question 89. What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? The Pacific. Yeah, you should know this because, like the back of your hand, it's the only division in the NBA where you've been productive. The Pacific Division. They love you in Portland because you actually played basketball. In Beaverton, Oregon, not so much. Question 72. Let's go to question 58. Name one of the reasons the colonists came to America. Economic opportunity? Freedom is also the correct answer, but me thinks that for economic opportunity, Ennis, yes, you came to America in 2009, then in 2010 at the Nike Hoop Basketball Summit, you broke the all-time single-game scoring record, previously held by Dirk Nowitzki, broken the next year. But hey, you collected $30,000 more than the NCAA would allow and denied you the chance to play at Kentucky, so here we are, where opportunity knocks, about as loud as a soft ass on a wooden bench in his 3 minutes tonight. All right, number 72. Name one war that was fought in the 1800s. The Mexican-American War? Yes, you probably still think it's going on, Ennis, but bro, you're no Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. Trailblazer and rebounder, you are no longer. But today's propaganda will have you believe that there's a war going on outside, son. Nobody's safe. Question number 64. There were 13 original colonies. Name three. Massachusetts, New York, North Carolina. The Celtics are in Massachusetts and you played for the Knicks, but North Carolina, the Hornets? Damn, that's one team you won't be playing for, or will it? How funny would it be, Ennis, that when looking for a basketball gig next season, the only team that offers you a spot would be Michael Jordan and the Hornets? It's the scene with Jeff Goldblum and Samuel Jackson in Great White Hype, where Jeff Goldblum has been doing all this great journalistic work until Samuel Jackson offers him a job. And suddenly Jeff Goldblum is not so active anymore. Hey, look, Ennis. Sometimes closed mouths do get fed, especially once you've been bought. I just gave you some of the American game there, Mr. Freedom. Enjoy. All right. Question number 51. What are two rights of everyone living in America? Freedom of speech and freedom of religion? Remember, Ennis, you can't do what they do. They'll message, but not love you. All right, question number 44. What is the capital of your state? That varies. That's right, right? It's a different one for a different state, right? See, I don't know if you're technically a resident of Massachusetts, and Boston would be the easy choice. But if you live in Delaware, then maybe it's not such an easy choice. Ennis, have you been to Dover? Delaware? The smallest hole in the U.S.? Second one? Look, it's only good for owning a corporation and a post office box, so maybe in your next career, you may want to say that Dover is the capital where you dwell. Number 36, name two cabinet-level positions. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Interior? I'm impressed that you knew these. Maybe it comes from hearing what coaches have been screaming at you in huddles. Where's the defense? Where's the interior stops from you, Ennis? If there's any irony, is that cabinets are generally made out of wood, just like the damn bench you sit on. Now hit Ennis Freedom's new theme music. Freedom. Yeah, Ennis, you better learn about this one, too. Be careful what you say. Play Turn It Up, Justin. Ennis Freedom, welcome to America. And welcome to Late Night on WEEI. We wrap it up next.
More of what you want to hear. EEI Late Night with KJ on EEI.
Jake DeBrusk getting booed at TD Garden. Jake DeBrusk hearing boo birds at home.
Late Night, WEEI, part of the WEEI Sports Radio Network. It's KJ. Thank you so much for hanging out for the last 2 hours or for the last 2 minutes. Either way, I appreciate you being here. And it seems like Jake DeBrusk might have 2 hours left in Boston. I guess the question is, like, for who? And you have to be realistic, right? A guy who's just falling from line to line to line. It feels like a Mario and Donkey Kong 3 just falling off the vine. And you almost have to wonder, like, is Jake kind of like, you know what? I've had it with this town. Probably just saw what Tuca went through last year. I've just had it with here. You know, it's intense here. It's intense. I mean, Rangers fans can be a little intense, but they're kind of, you know, they're off to lunch kind of when it comes to their own team. You know, Chicago, they're intense. Detroit, it's intense. Here, intense. Intense. Maybe Jake is just feeling it. He's a young guy. And sometimes, look, if you're under a certain age, social media, all the noise that I admit I'm part of, they hear it. They tell you they don't, but they hear it because, you know, these are kids who did not meet at the schoolyard at 3 o'clock to fight to settle things up. It was just always kind of like, just go ahead and do your craft, stay away from fighting. You know, it's a different player. Athletes are different today. But yeah, and you're at home and you're getting booed in a sport that needs every win it could get. Justin, thank you again for working tonight, man. Some more local news. Former Massachusetts guy suddenly gets Southern accent. Play that.
Those incredible 12 years of my life, for me and my family, being here in Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's Brian Kelly, formerly of Notre Dame, with his nice Southern accent at LSU. Talk about pandering. Dear Jesus. Now, I've always said to friends of mine who don't live in New England, always ask me, like, no, I'm not doing a New England accent. That's stupid. I think it's kind of offensive and dumb. But damn, you're from North Shore. You're not even close to from like Muscle Shoals. And that's in Alabama. You're in Louisiana. So my family. Good gracious. But Brian Kelly is at LSU not to win, but because they're giving him a lot of money. He's not going to get out of that Western Division of the SEC. He knows it, but guess what? Those checks still clear, and I'm sure there's a lot of money on the upfront. I'm not even going to discuss the other college coaches that took off. College football, like, kind of tough to swallow. Like, literally, there's only one game worth watching tomorrow, and that's Alabama-Georgia. Why? Because they'll play again in, like, 4 weeks. That's why they always say the running joke is, if you really want to know what schools are the most important when it comes to, like, pro football, watch Sunday Night Football when players get to say what schools they come from. Interior linemen, Alabama. Everybody else who's catching balls and throwing balls, they go to different places. And most of those different places don't even get shown on television. Now, Lincoln Riley going to USC, I think the first thing I would do if I was at USC is put names on the back of the jerseys. Come on, stop being homers. In the modern day, these kids want to be able to see their name on the back of their jersey, played back in their hometown. And if you're willing to let that go, it's the difference between Notre Dame and USC. Oh, and the Red Sox. So, big story. Charlie Baker has decided that he is not going to run for governor again. And what do you know, Justin? Last week when I worked for Mutt, when I was giving out Christmas gifts for both players in Boston and for my coworkers here at WEEI, this is exactly what I said on November 26th. And last but not least, I have a gift here for Mutt. It's a lottery ticket. And Mutt, if it hits, you should run for governor of Massachusetts because your platform should be making gambling legal and TikTok illegal. You would tap into an angry fan base that's tired of not being able to throw away their money the way they want with Black Friday Christmas gifts for Boston sports figures and my coworkers here at WEEI. So, sorry for the audio. I kind of jimmy-rigged it from like a phone to like an old computer, and so that's why it sounds so off. But Justin, you'll send me the good audio for this show just in case it predicts any future events. So, Mutt, I might just buy you that lottery ticket because this guy above everybody wants to see you be able to parlay an MA, if you know what I mean. So have a great weekend. Thank you so much for hanging out with WEEI. Remember, Bills go down. They go down. What are some of the scores you have there, Justin? Oh, so I can't see the screen from here.
Still a lot of 24-19. That's 24-19
Pats. I see that. Right?
That's the Bills. Big favorite.
Bills are a 3-point favorite. Obviously, Patriots win. That kills that favorite thing right there. And I think you start to see the crumbling of the Bills' one-year dynasty.
Wasn't very long, huh?
It wasn't very. I don't know. You call it a dynasty. I mean, even dynasty. The television series lasted longer than what they think they have going on. So, remember, post a real post game here Monday night here on WEEI after the game. So another reason to stay up late night. Will they be having Glenn stay up that late? Well, yeah, it makes sense.
He's in Arizona, so it doesn't bother him.
Sure. It'd be 6 o'clock for him when the game is over. So continue to hang out at KJ Carson on Twitter. WEEI.com keeps you up to date with the latest. Thank you so much for hanging out. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.